Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, a growing body of evidence suggests that music can be used to help people with neurological conditions, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's and strokes. So how does it work and what kind of improvements could it lead to for the 800,000 Irish people who are struggling with neurological conditions? Well, to discuss this, we're joined now by neurological music therapist and founder of Neurolinks, Dr. Shane Cassidy. And Dr. Cassidy, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Hi, Sarah. Thank you.
I suppose, medically speaking, we might look first at what effect the music has on the brain.
Yeah, so I suppose over the last three decades, I suppose no more than any other field with the advancement of technology, we've been able to see exactly how music activates and stimulates the brain. And what's very clear is that it actually activates this widespread, both bilateral, so right and left hemisphere network of brain regions. These are all regions that are involved when we move, when we speak, in our memory, paying attention, and our emotional regulation. So therefore, kind of harnessing that within music therapy to try and promote non-musical goals. So whether it be somebody working towards movement goals or somebody looking to, you know, develop their speech again after illness or injury.
And is there a particular type of music that you would find would work best for any of this?
No, and it's actually quite varied. And what's really interesting is you're always trying to, I suppose, meet clients where they're at and get their musical preferences and incorporate those into musical sessions as well. So depending on the particular goal, you know, if we're looking at movement and that end of things, you're really looking at the rhythmic stimulation. So would be, say, for example, a lady I've worked with in the past who had a traumatic brain injury as a result of an accident. We were looking at setting a song at a particular tempo to try and increase her speed of walking. So it was all very much in terms of steady rhythmical beats. So as much
and did
as
that
possible,
work?
We... It did. It was really interesting. And I suppose that one springs to mind because the song we initially started with, unfortunately, her movements were quite impaired. So her starting point for during this process, she was walking quite slowly. And the tempo at which we began actually suited the song that her first wedding song. So her first dance at her wedding. So we were able to use that song and the music really kind of stimulated her motivation and engagement levels and helped her. So by the end, over a 10-week period, we had actually reduced the time it took her to walk 10 metres by a minute and 10 seconds. So it was quite incredible, the results that actually, now, of course, that's on the higher end because of her starting point and her baseline was quite slow and impaired. But like I say, we were increasing the tempo bit by bit. So there's that kind of incremental increase in tempo from session to session. And yeah, so it was really interesting, the outcomes that we saw from that. And of course, there was the emotional element of things as well. You know, there was the space to explore, you know, that sense of loss as well. So there was a really emotional piece to that work as well.
Does it matter if you're musical or not musical? I mean, does it work better with particular people, depending on
Great
their relationship
question.
To music?
Yeah, no. And that's one thing we would always emphasise, that actually there's no expectation to have musical skills or to play an instrument or to have any knowledge of music at all. An interest in music is, you know, beneficial. But like that, I've actually worked with a number of people in the past who music didn't play a massive part in their lives and they didn't have a massive interest in it. However, like that, just using taking the elements of music, whether it be melody or rhythm, and we were working on maybe developing speech, you know, for someone perhaps who has aphasic speech, which is, you know, the inability maybe or an impairment to be able to produce speech. So we're then looking at using rhythm and melody in a very prescribed way to try and develop functional phrases so that, you know, in some way their everyday would improve. So their everyday living.
Could I ask you, Shane, I find that fascinating, that the improvements that you can have with music therapy, but and I also find it interesting what you say, if people aren't musical, I'm certainly one of them who isn't. but a question I would have, though, is, let's say for something like Alzheimer's, and you might know if you're prone to Alzheimer's or if it's in your family or whatever, can you use music therapy preemptively? I mean, does it stave off the effects of something like dementia or Alzheimer's in future if you use it now early in life?
Well, there's actually a lot of ongoing research that I know of in Australia, actually, in the University of Tanzania. And they're doing a lot of research into that currently. Mm. And it, like, preliminary results would suggest that, yes, learning or being bilingual, so using two languages actively or playing a musical instrument, can actually, it won't eliminate it completely. But what they're finding is that it may prolong the length of time, that length of good years, if you like, before before the onset.
And that again is amazing, isn't it? And does it improve if you play a musical instrument as opposed to just listening to music? Because listening seems passive to me as opposed to the engagement of playing.
Yeah. Well, I suppose by playing, you're using all different brain networks than simply listening. Now, even simply listening, there's a lot of research done on it, that simply listening to music does activate all of the different brain regions. You know, if you even think of listening to a music with quite a strong beat, and you have this, like, just in case you can't help but tap your foot or start moving along to it. And that's what we'd call entrainment. So, I mean, there's that motor element already there if we're just listening to music. Whereas, of course, with playing an instrument, there's so much more. There's hand-eye coordination. There's, you know, movement, whether it be foot, whether it be hand, upper limb. So there's a lot more going on. So I suppose, in a way, you're probably utilizing all of those brain regions to a greater degree.
So it sounds to me like, obviously, you can use music for, you know, serious conditions like helping people with stroke or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's. But what about people during the lockdown? You know, all of us who haven't had those serious conditions, but maybe have found ourselves struggling, you know, with maybe mental health problems or just general low mood. Can music help with that?
Absolutely.
Even if you're not, again, into music necessarily.
I think so, yeah. I suppose what I've found in the past working in mental health was that sometimes words can be quite hard, quite tough to you know, describe where you're at or describe your situation. But what a lot of people would report is that there's probably a song that can do that for you. You know, there's a piece of music that can really just nail how you're feeling on a given day. And so I suppose with the support of a music therapist, that's definitely something that's quite, you know, effective.
And just finally then, Shane, is there anything optimum if you wanted to just, you know, do something that was good for your brain and good for your body, good to listen to, in terms of the beat or the tempo or whatever it might be? What would you prescribe?
What I would prescribe? Well, I know for myself, I found during lockdown that my daily routine was quite... I don't know, I was getting up and I was just going straight to the desk, turning on the laptop. I wasn't having any sort of punctuation to my day. And it's something that I've actually suggested to a lot of people, even as they make inquiries in and they're talking about their situations through lockdown, and using music to actually punctuate different parts of your day. I know it sounds quite basic and quite simple, but it's amazing. Just write your morning song. I'm not going to the laptop till I've actually done that. And I actually listened to Dr. Paul Dalton earlier, and something resonated there when he was talking about that, you know, just noticing and sitting calm and sitting still and having that moment. And I think for me, it would be that musical moment to punctuate different parts of the day.
Okay, you have me convinced. Thank you so much. I shall integrate a musical moment into my day. We might integrate a musical moment into the show. There's an idea that we'll have to discuss with the team. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Shane Cassidy, neurological musical therapist and also founder of Neurolinks. Back after this.